consider what I'm saying. Beta, let go of the misogynistic lessons taught by society, and accept the truth, but do so very carefully. I knew you were a beta male loser, and I knew you were a beta male who wanted to learn, so that he understands your position as being beneath all women. And do you want to accept? Some betas, whether willingly or unwillingly, struggle against their social status and their position in the hierarchy, but deep down inside you, even though it's been women, when I enter your mind, you don't even have the slightest hint of alpha in you at all. Becoming a beta doesn't automatically imply that you're a wimp or a hopeless loser. It simply indicates that you are a confident male, which is exactly what I prefer. And you have a strong desire to be the type of plaything that I enjoy. I'm looking forward to seeing you as well. Interesting. Once you have relaxed and felt my words taking shape in reality, you will no longer be anything more than a passive participant. When I am finished penetrating your mind, you will become nothing more than a passive participant. As luck would have it, deep down inside, you already understand this. You already know your place, and it is for this reason that you have come to me. It is at this point that you will feel the most at ease, as you feel yourself falling deeper and deeper into the truth of my words. Now we're down to three. To begin, you must obey whatever is dictated now for your mistress's benefit. And you must be a very good beta. Isn't it true that he enjoyed being obeyed? Yeah, pay attention to what your mistress is saying. You, as well as inferior male transgender individuals, are just getting started. The women suddenly imagine themselves at my feet, down by my toe, going right to where you belong, feeling the reality of their situation. You've come up with your orange theory, in addition to your position. However, the truth is that your body is constantly aroused by this truth, and, yeah, that cock gets really hard when I speak to you. Something like this is excessively aroused. You've lost control over the situation. In addition, when you are no longer in command, you become helpless. What are the characteristics of less easily manipulated and inferior interest? You are the beta version of yourself. As a result, I consider these three things to be beneath me. Make a promise to yourself that you are a submissive beta, a humble, obedient servant who is growing into something far greater than the sum of your parts. Every single day, tell yourself this truth, and you will fall in love with the concept of being based on it. When you are a submissive beta who longs to serve, tell yourself over and over again that you are in the right place. Follow along with me. I am a submissive beta male who pees in the direction of sir. Sorry, yes, you are correct. In comparison to your geographical location in the world, with the exception of it, this is where you will find happiness. Accept for it. Accept for your place. And I'll say it again, I'm a beta who wants to be submissive, who has a strong desire for Sarah. Now, pay attention to these words, allow them to penetrate your mind even further, and notice how they transform you into the type of beta that I desire to serve beneath me. Yeah, then play this moose beneath the women over and over in your head until my words become ingrained in your subconscious. You are a beta, and you have a lower social status than women. Your role is that of a data collector. When you're in the company of women, you feel powerless. You are a second-class citizen. You have grasped the significance of this and accept it as fact. Put your thoughts aside. When men begin to think to themselves, it is these men who will eventually become your true stop-thinking beta and obey the women in your lives. You must maintain your composure. Your position is demeaning to females. Sir, you have an obligation to me. You must accept your beta inferiority as a fact of life. You are required to obey and serve. When you are surveying, you are at your most relaxed. Pay attention to women, and pay attention carefully. It is natural for you, as a man, to submit to women, and you must do so in order to be respected. You are completely under the control of the women in your life, and you must, and there is nothing you can do about it. You are a submissive beta, and your time has come to fulfill your destiny. Pay attention once more. Yes, you are correct. Pay attention once more. Close your eyes, my slave, and concentrate solely on your breathing for the time being. Just take a few deep breaths in and out slowly and notice how easy it is to let me in. You are aware of who I am and what I mean when I tell you to just relax. Feel yourself beginning to slow down and become calm with every word I say. You know what I mean. The call of your dark goddess is irresistible. You can't help but open your mind when you hear it. And let me in. When you're with your dark goddess, everything else around you fades away and fades out of every corner of your mind, including all of the events from today, yesterday, last week, and even last month. Allow me and my voice to fill the space in your mind that you've created. This is exactly what you are obligated to do on my sleigh. So that's what you'll have to do. You will find yourself on the losing team, regardless of the words I choose today. Isn't it the best feeling in the world? Deeper and deeper into the most serene and peaceful state of mind is possible to achieve. I'm not sure what it is about me that has that effect on you. My Slay, it gives me great pleasure to be able to speak to you in this manner, and to be aware that I am already causing a gentle slide into trance. There are no triggers required. It's just the sound of my voice at this point. As soon as I begin speaking in this soft and soothing tone, you respond without even attempting to do so. This gentle way of speaking eases your mind and brings you to a more relaxed state of mind. Down, although the words themselves are not offensive, it is the manner in which they are said that is offensive. For example, I could say something like, "Obey me, I'm now falling under my spouse's control on a weekly basis, and to our minds belongs I, your dark god." My words are harsh, but my tone is gentle. I am your dark god. As a result, isn't it fascinating how I can draw you in with the tone of my voice? My words, on the other hand, permeate your subconscious minds and cause you to comply. Yeah, I'm wondering if you could imagine something for me right now. Slay, imagine that you're relaxing in a recliner inside of my large off. Assume that your hands are resting comfortably in the arms of a recliner, and that your legs are raised and well supported. It's incredibly soft and warm, and when you're resting like that, you'll feel just as at ease here as you will at your place of residence. What you're doing is correct for your body and makes sense to you. It's so simple to relax in the recliner and let your thoughts drift away with you. My Slay is here. I'm in the same room as you right now, just before this moment. I'd like you to visualize yourself sinking into the chair beneath your feet. Very well done, my personal slave. I'm wondering if you can imagine me walking around your chair at this point. That's exactly correct. Consider the sound of my high heels clicking as I walk around, and then you turn around and sink into the recliner, where you feel completely at ease. So inviting, so peaceful. You can smell my Chanel perfume as I make my way around to a gun and another gun. You will want to inhale deeply after smelling this light and seductive fragrance. Yes, my slave, inhale my perfume. Listen to the click of my heels, and sink even further into the recliner with your feet up. And, I'm all around you, and you're taking pleasure in every moment of this. Despite the fact that you have your eyes closed, the more relaxed you become right here in this recliner, the more you feel a connection with me. I'm taking a walk around. You can even hear the sound of my brace as I wear a double strand of pearls with an amethyst charm dangling from the end of the strand. Whenever I walk, the bracelet moves slightly, and the charm very lightly touches the pearls, creating an inconspicuous clink-clink sound. It's audible now, because you're so much more relaxed than you were before. You can hear my bracelet, and you can smell the light scent of my perfume, which is nice. You can hear the click of my heel and the sinking of your chest into the recliner as it moves down, down, down. I'm becoming more and more unwinding. For a brief moment, the clicking of my heels is silenced. In the meantime, I light a candle in the far corner of my workspace. The sound of the match striking against the matchbox and the sizzle of the wick being lit are audible. And after a few moments, you can detect the scent of the camera, a masculine scent that is known for its calming properties. It is possible that you can smell and feel the effects of the chamomile candle as I return to your recliner and walk around and around, taking care of your senses. He'll be able to hear the clink-clink sound of my bracelet as my arms move around in front of him. You can smell my perfume and hear the click of my heels as you walk down the street. And as a result of all of this, you begin to sink down into the taper, and you're either falling under Auntie's supervision or under the supervision of my spouse. All of the stimuli in your environment is hypnotizing your senses. Yes, you are correct. Despite the fact that your eyes are closed, my Slay is having a significant impact on you as you taper, and as you pay attention to the smallest details, you begin to hear me whispering commands into your ear, as if I were casting a spell over your subconscious. You can hear these words mixed in with the sounds of my clicking heels and the jingling of my bracelet, which is completely clean. With the cam on, male candles soothing your senses, and the scent of my perfume luring you into the central stage of submission, you are unable to resist sinking deeper and deeper into the recliner until you are completely submissive. You're casting a spell that will take you deeper. Yeah, casting stainless steel, foul, and transforming your mind, as well as casting a spell and altering your perception are all possible. Yes, you are correct. Your perception of what's happening, where you are, and what state of mind you may be in will change as a result of the fact that everything appears to be taking place in this tunnel of glass, with reflections in a mirror going on. Where you are less, relaxation captures itself and reflects it back to you in a positive way. And as you take a deep breath and sink into what you thought was a recliner, and it may well be, but you're not entirely sure, the feeling of being deceived grows inside of you. Yeah, oh, yes, I see what you mean. Perhaps I've cast a spell of lust upon you in this deep, deep, deep state of mind. and you can see yourself resting in the arms of someone you love. There were an infinite number of mirrors. Meet the simple pleasure of sinking into a comfortable position. When I count to 10, I can feel everything fade away, like a reflection of 1 and 1 or 0 and 1 cascading down into smaller reflections, a smaller awareness with 9, and then a complete sinking. 7 numbers appear and disappear further down the rabbit hole, and sin can be found in the mirror of number 9. Consequently, we have reduced ourselves to 8, smaller and easier, simply letting go of everything and letting the numbers take their course, and then go back to the beginning of 7's descent, further down into 6, and so on. The halfway point between whatever it is that means to relax and drop down afterwards, 5 people would come and go, going deeper underground with 4 and deeper underground with 3. After that, there would only be 2 words left, blackout. There is only one thing to do in this situation, deeper, as well as the state of darkness if you think you are Allah, and a Ralph. I don't want you to believe it. I want you to believe that the person you thought you were is no longer there, and that nothing can stop you from becoming the person I want you to be. I have control over your thoughts. It has a lot of gift to it. As a result, change a bird. Currently, he is nothing more than a memory. Nothing but pleasure, nothing but love, that's all there is. And as a result, you are automatically 7, have submitted to my will, and are now my slave. Because of the nothingness of this moment, and the fact that you are going to be a good slave in this place, I intend to shape you into the embodiment of submission in a variety of ways. And in this way, I will be able to begin at the very beginning of what will be for me. You'll be mine because you've expressed an interest in being mine. Now, he will obey your mistress Amethyst without my intervention or questioning, and certain words will arouse these emotions as well. Whenever you hear me say them, take note of what I'm saying. You will put your thoughts aside, and Meili will follow your instructions. Yes, you are correct. Slave feelings, please put your thoughts aside and simply become a mindlessly obedient slave to your mistress, and you will transform into the type of slave that your mistress envisioned. Because it isn't about what you want or what you desire at all. It all boils down to what the mistress desires and wants. Certain words are triggered when I speak them. As a result, you may not recall them as triggers. You will not be able to comprehend them as programming because comprehension necessitates that you think in terms of programming. And I want you to stop thinking right now, because the sound of your thoughts now becomes the sound of my dominance over you. Now, 3 simple letters put together prompt you to act immediately on my desire, which now has complete control over you. Your helpless, powerless, and weak behaviors are brought to the forefront of your mind by combining 1 simple sound and 1 powerful word together. Now, yeah, and now, because I have ordered you to stop thinking, you are transformed immediately and without conscious effort to change. Now, with just 3 simple letters, you can create a powerful word. Now is the time to break you. Now that any previous will or sense of self that you may have had has been destroyed, your submission, obedience, and service will be accelerated even further. To me, this places you in a state of rapid submission, a state of rapid obedience. Immediate service means that you are now a slave. You are too frail for me. Your foundation has a weakness, and this is where the problem lies. It is in your nature to be weak in order for me to be completely dominated as you are. My ability to be mean to you is completely under my control. When I tell you that you are weak, you will understand that I am telling the truth, and you will understand it as well. Now, when I tell you that you were helplessly under my control, you will understand that this is true and that you will know it because you will understand. Now, you are weak and under the control of your Mr. Sam. And this is exactly what you've needed to be all along. Isn't that right? Yes, you are correct. Yes, it's the only option because you are mine. And being mine means that you are mine exclusively. We were in command of the sleigh. All of these words speak to your inner self, to the very essence of who you are and what you will become. Because it is so powerful, there is a part of you that shudders and beams with delight whenever you hear my entire class speaking. You must obey me when I command you to do so, regardless of whether I use stern words or a soft background voice to command you. It has an effect on you in ways you have never imagined before. Immediate obedience, intense arousal, feeling powerless and helpless, and something about it makes you crave more right away. That's fine with me. My son's name is Xavier. Now you're craving more. Moreover, when I use certain words to reprimand you, it cuts deep into your core, emphasizing the fact that you must do better, and they will feel the force of my words on them. Now that you understand how it feels to be under my immediate control, do better, slave. Be a better slave from your mistress. Surrender. Submit. Please submit right away. Now is the time to obey. The things that you will always do for me are as follows. You will always submit because you are weak. and you will always obey because you are under my authority. As my slave, you will serve me because you are a slave, but you are much more than a slave. That's exactly where you were when you first sat down to listen in on this session. See, now that you understand who you are at your core, I want you to understand that I want you to be my sissy. If that is what you want, not at all. I'm not interested in creating a mirror within your mind. Instead, look in the mirror now to witness your weak mind being subdued and transformed into my Cersei maid, willingly obeying my orders, and exists to serve me in whatever capacity I deem necessary. The mirror of the mind only reflects back to you what you already know. It only reflects what is already there, as well as what I have created inside of you. You are my personal assistant. You are my personal assistant. Moreover, do you or my CSA look in the mirror, my sissy maid slave, and pay attention to your newfound truths. You are completely under my command. Slay, you must now submit to my authority. In a week, I'll see you again. Howard, Leslie, San Marcus has complete control over his mistress. Take a look at your desire. Man, you must be one of my sissy mates. You have been created to serve me, or anyone else I choose for you to serve as well. No, it isn't about your sexual desire, slave. It all comes down to you. It is my desire. Submit. So here we are. Please obey now and express your submission to me as a sissy maid. You do it. To write my slave and express your acceptance of my authority as a sissy, I instilled in you the desire to serve as my sissy maid slave. You have a strong desire to dress in the manner of a sissy maid slave. I have planted myself in that place, and you are powerless to oppose me. We made our submission. Slovenian, I command you, my slave, and you submit to my will by acting on your weaknesses. Medians will inject you with a robotic Ulyss to make you feel better. Sorry for following my orders while the location where your assisting maid uniform takes time for us. As my sissy maid slave, you are the next in line to be submissive. Yes, you are correct. My son's name is Savior, and take advantage of your vulnerability, displaying your submissiveness on the surface as my sissy homemade slave. I'm going to cast a spell on you. You are my slave, and I am your master. You are extremely helpful. This is exactly what I want from my slaves, and you must now comply with my orders. I've been reawakened from trance. You will be able to feel my palling in your body. You are completely under my command. You must now submit to my authority because you are a weed house slave. Salmon, mistress of the sea, this is in charge of your desire. You must be sissy friends of mine. You have been created to serve me, or anyone else I choose for you to serve as well. No, it isn't about your sexual desire, slave. It all comes down to my desire to submit now, because now is the time to express your submission to me as a sissy maid by serving me. Yes, you are correct. Your desire to be my sissy mates was sparked by your slave's expression of your submission to me as a sissy. Sorry for the inconvenience, but you have a strong desire to dress like a sissy maid slay. I have catered to those who are helpless to resist. You were a complete waste of time. Celissa is a good girl. I have complete command over you, my personal slave. And do you follow the law at home? You're a loser. You will be filled with erotic if you obey. Simply to follow my orders while being aware that sissy may be uniform. As my sissy's main smile, you can express your submissiveness. Yes, you are correct. My slay on your weakness express, you're submissive nearly says my sissy maid simulator. According to the song, I'm going to cast a spell on you. You, my slaves, are helpless. You are assisting us as messes, which is exactly what I want from my slaves. And you absolutely must have. Now, when you were roused from your transient state, you should be able to feel my panel working within you. Once you have completed your journey through your mental world, you will be transported into your physical body. Your body is amazing and it belongs to you. Isn't that right? My slave is deceiving me. Yes, of course it is. Because he is the only one who can provide an answer. And it's not just because you're my partner. No, he's my partner because your body is a symbol of yourself, and you belong to me. He will fulfill my wishes by dressing in a proper maid's uniform. I am very pleased with him. If you want to please me, please present yourself and your station and position in the appropriate uniform. You will wear stockings and address me with an eight friend. Ooh, that's something your old self doesn't want. Unfortunately, this is not the case. It's not about what you want in the first place. It all comes down to keeping mistress warm. I expect you to wear a headpiece that is pristine and vibrant white, crisp, and to keep your uniform clean, pressed, and always presentable because my sissy maids are a reflection of my personality and demeanor. And you'll be able to please me. You won't, will you? He is in possession of a slate. Yes, that is the only solution for dressing. The role is more than just a dress in disguise. The passage of time, dressing up is a game. And this is not a game. Your uniform, my slave, serves as an outward representation of who you are in my eyes. It is a physical manifestation of your submission. You will trust the part and act the part, because it represents you in your lonely state, your enslavement, your obedience, your service to me, and it represents you in your lonely state. And when you take action, the fact that it will encourage you to dress the part as a mirror, reflecting a mirror, and dressing the part as my maid will leave you more than a little amazed. If I asked you to clean, you'd do it, but that's not the best use for a slave in my opinion. That's fine with me. To me, this is not the best use of what I've transformed you into because it reflects your position in my world. And the uniform indicates that you are a servant below me, ready to serve my every need. There are so many things now, including a slave, especially when it comes to someone as helpless, weak, and controlled as you, but you want to please me above all else. You'll have to take on the role of my special May as a result. There is a strong desire in your heart to follow the 7 Met commandments. Also, sir, and that means accepting all tests, obeying all commands, and prioritizing my desires and needs above everything else you are required to do in order to complete this task. You'll be thinking about being my partner now, won't you? The thought of donning the uniform will cross your mind whenever you have a spare moment. The most flattering uniforms will be the ones that you fantasize about wearing in different cuts, fabrics, and patterns because you are a reflection of me, and the better you look, the more submissive you feel, regardless of what task you are performing for. No matter if it's a cleaning task or a task to improve my quality of life, you will if you are made to look the same as everyone else. Your uniform serves as the physical manifestation, an outward expression of your enslavement. When you are not serving me, your mind will be consumed with the desire to please me. According to me, he will be captivated by the sensation of your uniform on your skin, as well as your appearance. As a result, the mirror will inform you that you must serve your mistress Amethyst, and the longer you are away from me, the longer you will be away from your place beneath. The more desperate one is, the more likely it is that the craving will take precedence. Throughout the day, you will find yourself thinking about me, recalling the sound of my voice, and experiencing my presence in your deepest inner self. And you'll begin to imagine my expression and how displeased I might be with you. Knowing that you were not in uniform and waiting for my orders made me feel better. Finally, if it has been too long since your last visit, and you will be aware when this occurs, you will experience an all-consuming need to put yourself in. Sir, it is because you are weak in your core that you must put everything else aside just so that you can be mine. He is a powerless worker, and you are in desperate need of your Mr. Sam to guide you and give you a real purpose in this. We're talking about you, and you require my encouragement to dress and act in a manner consistent with your true self. My Selen, my sissy maid slave is a weak, powerless, and helpless slave. And she is helpless. You require my assistance in unlocking that part of yourself. I'm going to show you how to be the person I've transformed you into. That is why you are employed as a maid. There's no getting around the fact that the uniform is mandatory. There's no getting around the fact that I require a certain look from you. And all of this leads to you evaluating whether or not it was what you were looking for. Because, as my slave always reminds me, it's all about what I want. And your submission to me will lead you to do whatever you want, including, coming to maths as a sissy and becoming my slave. Your dark goddess will serve you without a second thought, and he will do anything and everything for you. I want you to think less and obey more, and I want you to think less and obey more. I enjoy dominating you, my slave, and I am confident that you will do whatever I command of you, will obey. He spent a week desperate and eager to please you or his mistress MSS, and he finally succeeded. And you will do so while dressed in the garb of a sissy maid slave, so that everyone will know your intentions and desires. Now that you've learned what I expect of you and how to meet those expectations, what's next? You don't have a slave, do you? Yes, you are correct. By following instructions whenever they are given to you, the position of being my maid entails more than just blind automatic obedience. It is also a position of power and authority over me and my sissy. The uniform is accompanied by a certain amount of decorum. Moreover, it is a decor that you will perfect for me by training yourself to be perfect for me, to prepare yourself for a more formal understanding of your position and relationship with me. Every time you put on your mate's uniforms, which should be done on a regular basis, you should feel proud. I know that when you see my picture, you will bow your head in reverence and proclaim, "I am Mistress Amethystite Obedience, Sissy Maid Slave." The result will be an all-consuming wave of submission and devotion that will wash over you and over again. This is straightforward and uncomplicated, and it demonstrates respect for your mistress. When you, Kurt, sink to your knees and utter those words, you are demonstrating to me and yourself, and what you are, in addition to physically manifesting your behavior, and verbalizing your place and desires by training to act like my mate, is a helpless and powerless Ur slave who has no control over your own destiny. You have been assigned to me as a slave. This act of decency must be repeated several times to ensure that you comprehend it completely, and to ensure that you carry out the task correctly. When you see my picture, you will curtsy and say, I am your mistress, without thinking. Amethysts are obedient, sissy companions. And when you do, you will be overcome by a wave of sunless ocean that will consume you. You will do this, according to me, if you are scrolling through my social media accounts and see my profile photo. If you were to sit down in your uniform and look at my son, you would say your phrase will be greeted with a curtsy, and any photograph of me will inspire and compel you to say, I am Mistress Amethyst. Whenever you see one of my images, we'll teach you where you belong because you've been made slaves. It will link your submissive nature to the physical act of curtsying from a position of authority. As a result, your sissy maid uniform symbolizes your powerless, helpless possession. Therefore, just as you will make certain that your uniforms are spotless, flattering, and complete in order to reflect favorably on me, you will always treat my image with the same appropriate respect. Yes, I am your honorable mister, and you are my sister's creation of a lady. When you see my photograph, you will bow your head. You will address me as mistress in the same way that you address me as master. That's correct, isn't it? Yes, you are my slave. Yes, you are correct. Yes, that is the only possible response. You, on the other hand, are my devoted and obedience. Sissy also had Arn as a slave. Yeah, you will wear your uniform as a symbol of your inability to do anything and express your powerlessness. Isn't that correct? Right, because you are helpless, my Soli Scree will take care of you. That's correct, isn't it? My slender figure. Yes, yes, only in this manner. And while dressed in your sissy maid uniform, will you be able to perform service for me on my behalf? That's correct, isn't it? My sleigh is here. This is the only solution. When you see my picture, you will bow and say, I am Mistress Amethyst, as if I were a real person. So beautiful, Sissy has been made a slave to my master. Yeah, they are the only ones who respond. Yeah, very well done. My sleigh Paris has increased significantly. I could go on and on, but for the time being, this will suffice. You have a lot to look forward to the next time you look in the mirror at yourself. So it's time to call a halt to this session and lapse into a state of immediate oblivion. I want you to look in the mirror of your own reflection, back into your own mind's eye, where you will see what I have transformed you into now. In words, see the maid, see the sissy who has been trained to be so obedient and eager to please. Look at yourself in the mirror. This is the person I have transformed you into. Then there's the fact that you're a weak and helpless victim who has been transformed into a sissy who has been slaughtered. This is my desire for you, my slave, and you must submit to my will in this matter. Keep this image in your mind. The moment you become aware that you will project this vision of yourself onto your own reflection as you serve me, you will realize that this reflection and this perfect image in your mind necessitate the wearing of a uniform. A uniform which expresses your position beneath the surface. As a result of your state of mind is weak and powerless, helpfulness has sent obedience. It is necessary for you to dress appropriately. You should see yourself as you are now, as you are beginning to awaken, your mind clearing and memories coming and going, and seeing yourself as you truly are. When you serve me, my sister made it. As the session comes to a close, you will awaken with a sense of renewed energy and clarity. We were slaves and were commanded to obey the spell that had been cast so powerfully upon your mind. Please open your eyes, my slave, and say these words aloud to yourself. My name is Mistress Sherry's, and I am her obedient sissy maid slave. That's correct. You are now my sissy maid slave, and I expect you to obey me. That being said, it is time to put those words into action. It's now your turn to serve me. You are aware of your responsibilities as my slave. Yes, you are correct. As soon as you no longer hear my voice, you will find and look at a photograph of me, your mistress, and you will curtsy and say the words, I am Mistress Sherry's, obedient, sissy maid slave, at which point you will be released. Yes, you are correct. As soon as my voice is heard, you are the only one who comes to a halt. Yes, you are correct. Get started, slave, and do it right away.